Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Monday morning. At the time this is being recorded, we are looking for a big old hurricane to hit the Gulf of Mexico to come ashore in just a couple of hours. So hopefully there'll be all of us here in the morning to listen to this video. So let's go ahead and begin. Today we are in Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. Where after preaching to a large crowd of people, Jesus and the disciples cross Lake Galilee by boat and arrive in Gentile territory, where they encounter a man possessed by evil spirits. So, God's guiding word for us this week is discipleship. So let's begin. Jesus and his disciples arrived on the other side of Lake Galilee in the territory of Gerasa. And as soon as Jesus got out of the boat, he was met by a man who came out of the burial caves there. This man had an evil spirit in him, and he lived among the tombs. Nobody would keep him tied with chains anymore. Many times his feet and his hands had been tied, but every time he broke the chains and smashed the iron with his feet, he was too strong for anyone to control him. Day and night he wandered among the tombs and through the hills, screaming and cutting himself with stones. Now he was some distance away when he saw Jesus, so he ran and fell on his knees before him and screamed in a loud voice, "Jesus, Son of the Most High God! What do you want with me? For God's sake, I beg you, don't punish me." He said this because Jesus was saying, "Evil spirit, come out of this man." So Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And the man answered, "My name is Mob. There are so many of us." And he kept begging Jesus not to send the evil spirits out of that region. Now there was a large herd of pigs nearby feeding on a hillside. So the spirits begged Jesus, "Send us to the pigs and let us go into them." And he let them go, and the evil spirits went out of the man and entered the pigs. The whole herd, about 2,000 pigs in all, rushed down the hillside of the cliff into the lake and was drowned. The men who had been taking care of the pigs ran away and spread the news in the town among the farms. People went out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they saw the man who used to have the mob of demons in him. He was sitting there, clothed in his right mind, and they were all afraid. And those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the man with the demons and about the pigs. So they asked Jesus to leave their territory. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had the demons begged him, "Let me go with you." But Jesus would not let him. Instead, he told him, "Go back to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how kind he has been to you." So the man left and went through the 10 towns telling what Jesus had done for him, and all who heard it were amazed. Today's key verse is Mark chapter 5, verse 19, where Jesus said, "Go back to your home, to your family, and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how kind he has been to you." You know, people often ask me, how do you testify? How do you tell people about Jesus? And Jesus gave the answer right here. He told the man, "You just go back to your friends, go back to your home, go back to your family, and tell them how kind God has been to you." And that's all any of us need to do. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you know my name and have called me to follow you. Empower me with your Holy Spirit to tell others about you and to proclaim all the wonderful things that you have done. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow as we'll be in Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 43, where Jesus restores a girl to life and heals a woman. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.